for the children, praying over summer camp, praying over everything that's been going on. Come back this way a little bit. You guys were all to the corner. And God had given me a word, especially after Pastor Freddie was here. God had given me a word, expectation. And I really felt like God wanted me to share that with the kids. And it was so awesome because the whole theme of summer camp was all about expectation. And before we went, I was telling the kids, like, you know, I really feel that we need to keep our mind on expectation. So it's like, and I gave this analogy, it was like when you go to a job and you work Monday through Friday, on Friday you expect to get paid, right? So it's like this knowing that I'm gonna get what I expect to get. And so we need to grow this culture of expectation when we come to God and we stand on his promises and his words, right? So when we come to God for healing, we need to expect healing. When we come to God for change, we need to expect change. When we come to God for guidance, we need to expect that he's going to give us the guidance and build this atmosphere of expecting God to move when we come to him. And so, like, the whole theme for summer camp was all based on the same thing. And later on, after coming back and kind of getting to think about everything that happened, I thought it was pretty cool because when summer camp comes, you have this expectation to get rocked. And I mean, like, the kids are so pumped up. They're so fired. They expect this just, like, boom, right? How many of you guys have ever experienced, like, you expect God to move in such a major way? And, you know, and for a second there, you're like, wait a minute, God, where are you? Like, I want the clouds to part. I want the booming voice to come down from the heavens and say, this is God, you know? And all the while, God's like, hey, I'm right here. I need you to shh. I need you to just calm down and listen to me. I want you to slow down and just listen to what I have to say to you. Because what I have to say to you is going to be said in a loving and a calm way. I want you to get the full impact of what I have for you. And so it was so awesome because the kids were like, I talked to a few of them and they're like, man, I was expecting this boom. And it wasn't that. But it wasn't less powerful than prior when it was in your face, just rah. It was exactly what I needed. I needed to learn to slow down and listen to the presence and be in the presence of God. And so as we got to share these testimonies, I thought it was really awesome. For me as a youth pastor, a pressure that I put on myself, and I guess sometimes I feel like it's an unrealistic expectation, and I need to stop that, is how do I keep this fire going all year long? Like, I don't want it to dwindle to nothing. And so, like, I see myself throughout the year just fanning them, like, come on, guys, please. Light back up. Please put into perspective what's important. I know you have a lot going on. I know you have clubs. I know you have this. I know you have that. But you have to hunger to be in the presence of God before all things. Please, please don't let that light go out. Please, 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 please. And so as these summer camps come, I feel this kind of burden on me to keep this going. And I had to learn, like, God, man, this is not all on just you. And so as these kids come together and they love on each other and they build these relationships with each other, they start to pump each other up. They start to encourage each other. And it's like we go far beyond just the four walls of this building. We also have Youth Alive coming up. And so these kids are getting pumped up last week. And in 2 weeks, we start our first Youth Alive coming up at the school where we have 76 kids showing up on their own free will in the middle of their school day to be in the presence of God. And so these guys have the awesome, awesome, awesome opportunity to let God shine through you in places you could never imagine. So as we get prepared for the school year, I want to encourage you guys, do not hold to yourself what you received in summer camp. Let God's light shine through you guys. Don't be afraid to reach out and touch the lost. If there's somebody, I always tell the kids, if there's somebody being a bully, know that that bully has something going on at home. That bully has something going on inside of him, and he doesn't know how to deal with it, but you guys do. You have the answer, and the answer is God. Amen. Right? So you guys have the opportunity to bring what you guys received to your jobs, to your schools, to your clubs, to your households, most importantly, your households, and watch just radical transformation take place everywhere you guys go, right? Okay, who wants this? You know what? We'll just start here and go down. How about that?
Hello. So, summer camp. Summer camp was amazing. It was such a joy to see our kids and all the kids there during worship, worshiping the Lord and praying for each other. And I'm glad that I was able to be a part of that. And like what I got from summer camp was learning how to fully put my trust in the Lord and in my faith, knowing that He is always with us. Whenever we're having rough times, we just got to learn to put our trust in Him and turn to Him because He's with us all the time.
What happened for me at summer camp was, I think it was the third morning, He said, look at how other people look at you, look how you look at yourself, and then look how God looks at you. And right then and there, I felt something break inside me. And I've been believing the devil's lies, just you're not good enough and stuff. But then He said that, and then I just felt it break. And that's when I said, yes, Lord, let's go.
So there was something Pastor Ben said, and it kind of caught my attention. He said, when you're focusing on the sin, you're focusing on yourself. And I felt like that was something to pay attention to. And that, like, caught my attention, and I really liked it. But I think it was on the last night, we were going to make s'mores, and my right ankle was really hurting. So I told one of the leaders if I could sit down for a second, because when I put pressure on it, it hurt. And then she asked two people to pray for it, and when they prayed for it, it healed and it felt better.
Okay, so what I experienced at summer camp is that you shouldn't have fear of man. That was my biggest lesson that I learned. You shouldn't be afraid of what other people think about you. And I took that to heart and realized that I can let go of a lot of things knowing that. And after I prayed for Declan, for his foot, he got up and he started walking, and it just made me really happy.
What I got out of summer camp, I believe it was the second or third night. There was so much I experienced, I kind of categorized all of it. But on one of the nights, they asked me, what has God sent you down here to do? And so I closed my eyes and praying hard, and I got this like vision of me screaming, praising the Lord around across the world. And so I think Lord wants me to go to Bible college. I'm dropping a lot of things, and I'm going to Bible college, and after that, I'm going to start going around the world and talking about Jesus.
So with me, what I came there to do was to get answers for some things that I was trying to look for, what was I supposed to do. And when I went there, first night, just like that, it all answered, every single thing. And then the second night, God showed me something that I never thought I would. He showed me my fruits of the Spirit, some of my gifts, and I don't know how to explain this, but maybe my place in heaven.
So I have to talk in the mic now? All right, fine, I'll talk in the mic. So amongst youth camp, I went, man, because I had a really fun time last year, felt more filled with the Spirit than I have in a long time. So I was obviously excited to go. And amongst the chocolate roulette snipes in the back, chalk down my shirt again, and being hit by something I'm still not sure what was. I'm pretty sure it was another one of those tiny baby Jesuses everybody was hiding somewhere. It was just amazing. But what was his name? Peter, was it? On Orange Team? He sprained his ankle or something, and he came. He was gone for the rest of the day, and he comes back, and he's walking crutches. Yeah, we all start. Everybody was praying for him. You and Zeph prayed a lot. And then by the end of the day, he didn't need the crutches at all. He was walking around just fine. Yeah. It was just amazing. So, who knows?
That kid was jumping up and down, worshiping like crazy, and then took a laps around the church.
Gosh, that camp was just amazing, like Eddie said. The first night we went up to worship, and the kids literally jumped out of their seats and ran up to the stage to worship. And I was just like, I was just so inspired. And I've never been to church camp before, so I don't know what it looks like. But some of the pastors that do youth conferences said, no, this is amazing. Like some kids, it's like pulling teeth to get them to come up and worship. And these kids were just all about it. So that was awesome. I also got injured at camp. I took a spill playing kickball and sprained my ankle pretty bad. Tuesday night was thinking, yeah, in the morning I'm going to go get an x-ray and get some crutches. And Chad and Gina and some other folks prayed over me, and I went to bed, and the next morning it was like almost completely better. And then by the end of camp, I wasn't even limping anymore. I was just like totally healed. Yeah. And I just want to share one word that the Lord shared with me during worship. One of the songs we were singing said, you are my one thing. And that just hit me. And the Lord said, keep your eyes on me, child. Like, it's so easy to get distracted with everything going on in the world and our personal lives and our problems and troubles and everything. But just, like, keep your eyes on him and everything else will just work itself out.
So I think it was like the third night. I don't remember which night it was, but one of the pastors said that forgiveness is one of the keys, and that if you're holding a grudge against someone, you need to forgive them for what they did, even though you feel like you can't, and if you need help with it, ask God about it. And there's been a couple people that I've needed to forgive in my life, people who have hurt me mentally or physically, mostly at schools, like bullies and people, and I've been holding grudges against them for a long time, and when I heard that, I just thought I need to forgive them, because God wouldn't want me to hold on to this anymore. And every time I went to a new school or the same school, I would think to myself, well, how could I ever forgive them? And that night, I was just on the floor in tears, praising God and asking him, like, how can I forgive these people after what they did? They hurt me so badly. And then I heard him say, you need to forgive them, but you don't need to forget about it either. You need to forgive them and let me take care of it. And I just laid on the floor in tears after that word, just knowing, okay, then I have to let Jesus have this one, not me.
Okay, this is Lorraine, and she's amazing. Let's give her a hand clap.
So what?
So before I came to camp, I was really nervous and I was really depressed. And I had a bunch of anxiety, but ever since I saw the camp, I thought I was not going to fit in. But on the first day of the camp, when I saw everybody, I was like, wow, this place is amazing. I'm totally going to fit in. And the second night when they were doing the preaching and the singing, it was so strong, I felt it, and I fell on my knees. I said to God over and over again that I surrender. And the games and the stuff was pretty cool, but the preaching stuff is amazing. I never felt this way before. All my worries and all my depression and anxiety just flew away. I never had that ever since.
All right, we got some shy ones here. I'm going to move over here because the mic. But I just wanted to... I just wanted to say that... thank you to everybody that helped send these kids to camp. What you're hearing today is only pieces of many puzzles that were put together. It's hard because sometimes you hear intimate things that you can't repeat out of respect, but God has moved immensely in each and every one of these kids and leaders here today. Some of our kids are missing. My kids are in California. My daughter graduated high school. Her senior trip was the day Richie graduated from Bible school, and she's like, Mom, I'm not missing that. So they're actually having their senior trip right now. That's why they were on video. Some of them are at work, but I have watched each and every one of these kids just grow immensely, and I just want to say that I'm so proud of every one of you, because the difference between last year's camp and this year's camp was expectation. Last year's camp, we had a lot of healing. We had a lot of letting go. We had baptisms in the Holy Spirit, which we also had this camp, but I'm not going to call anybody out, but it was amazing. One of our kids got their prayer language, and it was awesome. But this year's camp, I saw different. I saw our youth kids, and this is as a youth pastor, this is what fills my heart. I saw our youth kids. They weren't there going, God, me, right? And there's nothing wrong with that. But what I saw was literally our kids doing this, and Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, in the name of Jesus, kid, your ankle, let's go walk. I saw them understand their authority in Christ, and I saw them activate it. And that, I want you guys to know, for me, you know, sometimes we don't know if you guys are receiving. We don't know if you guys are taking things in. And so for me personally, that blessed me so much. And I'm not just, when I say my kids, I'm not talking about my kids. I'm talking about my kids, okay? And I'm very proud of each and every one of you. And that being said, again, just thank you so much. Thank you so, so, so much for sowing into the kingdom, because it doesn't stop here. It starts here. It starts here, and it overflows. And I want to share one thing. One of the speakers said, don't come to church, and I'm going to challenge every single person in this room. Do not come to church out of obligation or this is tradition or I need to be filled. Come to church overflowing. come to church so full of Jesus and so full of his word that you're going to be like, who can I bless today, God? Show me. Point out my person of peace. Show me who needs prayer. Show me who needs this. Show me who needs that. Come to church so full of Jesus that the people on the outside are like, what's going on over there? I want some of that. Those people are happy. Those people are, what's that? Get in your word during the week. Talk to Jesus. He loves you. Like that analogy, he's there. He's there waiting for you. Sometimes we wonder, God, where are you at? Oh, you're at church. I got to wait till Sunday. No, let him fill you and come to church overflowing. So that is my challenge to you guys. My kids, I love you guys so much, each and every one of you, to our leaders and our other leader that wasn't able to come. We love you, Tasha. But, yeah.
I just wanted to say that, and I'm not going to put anybody on blast. I won't say their names. They'll know. Their families will know. But I just, out of respect, I'm not going to say anybody's names because it sucks. But we have some kids that even standing up in front of you guys would have been impossible last year. We have some kids that were completely withdrawn when they first came even to youth and wouldn't talk to anybody. And to go to summer camp, like two of them specifically I'm talking about last year, was such a big thing for them. And they completely changed, and that change stayed throughout the year. They became more willing to jump in and do, more participating more, like outgoing, friendly. I mean, I went from like trying to get a word out to trying to get them to stop for a second. Like, can I just get 1 second, please? No, I'm just kidding. But it's so awesome watching them grow, and then to this year just seeing them push themselves to where just push, watching them continue to push, wanting more, pushing more and more and more. I won't say the name, but I watched one climb up a pole and get scared about 3/4 of the way. I would have been scared. And the guy that was, you know, harnessed in and keeping her safe was like, the person was like, I want to come down. And he was like, are you sure you don't want to just go a little bit more? You're almost to the top. Okay, fine, I'll go a little bit more. Right, and then they were gonna let the person down, and instead of coming down, the person decided to push even further and walk against across a wire tightrope, holding on to ropes. I don't know how high up, but it was scary looking, and walked all the way across, and then was lowered after completing the entire task. And so to watch that person push themselves beyond what was comfortable to them is awesome, because when you can do what you think you're not able to, I just feel like God opens up so much more, because you push yourself and you expect more, right? And so that's what the whole thing was about. I think Shamini's going to share a song, but I wanted to share that. I'm really proud of each and every one of you guys. And keep pushing yourselves. Keep walking deeper in your relationships. Keep growing, and yeah.
So we're going to share a song that we sing in youth. It's called Nothing Else. Kids had no idea that we're going to share this song, but you don't have to stay up here. If you don't feel comfortable, you can worship from your seat, but I want you guys to just worship with us. This is our heart, and I pray that it trickles down to our congregation.
Yes, we do. Oh. I've just gone through the motions, I'm sorry. When I just sang another song, take me back to where we started. I open up my heart to you.
Oh, we open up our heart, Jesus.
I'm sorry. When I've come with my agenda, I'm sorry.
Amen.
When I forget that you're enough, take me back to where we started. I open up my heart to you.
Open up my heart, Jesus.
I'm caught up in your presence. I just want to sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment. I never for blessings, 'cause Jesus, you don't owe me anything more than anything that you can do. I just want you.
Oh, tell him I just want you this morning.
I just want you. Nothing else,
come on.
Nothing else, nothing else will do. I just want you. Nothing else,
amen.
Nothing else,
Jesus.
Nothing else will do. I just want you. And nothing else. Nothing else,
nothing else will do,
Jesus. I just want you. Nothing else,
Jesus, nothing will do.
Nothing else, nothing else will do.
Let's give these kiddos one more hand.
And in this video you guys are gonna see, we played football with a cow's tongue.
Yeah. Let me, I want to say, so I don't forget, right before we hit play, John, thank you, is I just want to say that what really blessed me is Pablo, not Pedro, Pablo. Pastor Ben, let me just say I'm really grateful for Vita Church who puts this together. So it's their church, our church, and then Kara Diaz, her parents' church. And so they put this on, and they invite other independent churches, you know, that otherwise really wouldn't be able to have an impactful, because of the cost, wouldn't be able to get a campground and put this together and have some amazing, dynamic, anointed praise and worship and powerful preachers and teachers, can I be honest? And so what I loved is that Pablo is Ben's brother. And so he came up to me and he said, I just want to let you know that I love your youth kids. So I love them. He was just bragging on them, he loved them, and he says, I want to come and visit your church. And so that was awesome. So that made me feel good, you know, and it encouraged, to be honest, more than that, it encouraged me. I want to thank Richie and Chamonix for taking time out of this. Thank you. Thank you, Ed. He's my son-in-law, so I take it for granted. Thank you, Eddie, for your help, son.
Chelsea.
Thank you. Man, I need help sometimes. Thank you, Jesus. Chelsea, thank you for coming. This is one thing I want to say before we hit play, too. Those that are leaders and that come, we get impacted every bit as much. And I'll tell you why. Because there's a real unity there, and there's a freedom. So you don't, when you're worshiping, you don't care what the person, you're with a bunch of youth who do not care what people think. You are worshiping with all your heart. You are dancing, you are singing, you're not caring, you're not dignified. You're not worried about what other people around you think. And so you're just with all your heart worshiping. Remember like King David, what he would do? Remembering his wife, you know, the daughter of Saul, when she despised him when she saw him worshiping. He should be more dignified. Man, that you and I could lose some of our dignity and just began to worship and praise him. Amen. We'll do that at a football game. Some of us are okay to be nuts, you know. And I don't know how people become nuts following the Cowboys. I don't get it at all. But I'll tell you this. But if we can worship and praise him with joy. Amen. Some of us need to have some joy. And so I just want to say that thank you for those that served. It was so amazing. And if we can go ahead and play this video. Lord, we thank you for this video working. Okay.
God, but wants to know God watching this.
It's worth it. He's so beautiful. Oh, my God. You may not think he's there, but he is. He's always watching. And he always has a hand on you and always loves on you. He's never leaving you. He's always going to be there.
The amount of time that we're going to spend at camp this weekend is actually the equivalent to over a year's worth of youth groups. So with holidays, weeks off, like we spend more hours and minutes here with each other getting to encounter the Lord than we would all year at youth group.
Favorite part about camp is definitely the worship and just the intimate time you get with God. And it's unlike anything I've ever experienced before. This camp just truly something special. Tell everybody
how he saved you. What are you guys looking forward to the most today?
I don't know. I'm really looking forward to the devotional, but I also am looking forward to...
I was going to say lunch.
No, I'm also really looking forward to, like, the skit.
Yeah, skit practicing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm just really happy to be here, so I'm just excited for everything.
Yeah.
All right. What do you want to tell the people watching back at home?
You're welcome. Keeping your kids safe and sound over here.
Yeah, yeah, hey, I'm just big faith fooling, bickin' back and bullin'.
And someone said they saw a demon, so I started shooting. This bigger than music, but they give me the gift, so I use it. They could try to run up on your boy like you always praise God with a rap. Usually, actually, yeah, all the time. Shoot a fake breastplate, got it all up on my chest. Yeah, separate my sins as far as east is from the west. Yes, I don't gotta stress. Yeah, they say that we make our plans and God laughs and he redirects. Up. Get in my reps in, I gotta get on my steps in. Okay, walking in tune with the Lord, always keep me refreshed like a beverage. Okay, balling for Christ just like I'm Stephen, futuristic like the Jetsons. Fight this fight for all my brethren who be second guessing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise God, even up against eyes, hands up, like I'm chilling with the top back. I can see the logic, comparing me to logic. I used to belong to the Rat Pack. Now I'm cheesing with reason, believe in Jesus. No magic, no top hat. If I can't believe it.
My God, she threw it in my mouth. She threw it in my mouth.
Biggest flex, yes. So I don't need no diamonds on my necklace. Walk in the building, Holy Spirit on my guest list. You ain't truly free till you walk in freedom. I really can't overstress this. Like, holy deposit, wild it. You know my crew, we bout it. Faith move mountains down and only need you to drown. Taste of peace. I know the gospel's what you need. Close my eyes, I started to see. Giving myself, now I'm free to be me. Yeah. Hey, getting my reps in. I gotta get on my steps in. Okay.
Amen. And that's not even close to just the fun and the impact of the services. Let me just tell you the impact of these services with the anointing and the power of God that was there. It was absolutely amazing. Morty, thanking God for that being double next year. Our goal is to have a lot of kids that'll be there. Not only these ones, kids that are in the youth now mentoring other kids that'll be at a camp next year that have never experienced the power of God, that have never heard the gospel of our salvation, the gospel of grace. And so that first night, the past, Ryan, what was his name, Ryan? He kind of does youth things around the country, and he's been involved in the music industry and just knows a lot of different people. And so just giving that powerful gospel of grace that first night, that's setting it off just such, coming to know Christ Jesus and the grace of God and what he completed for us on the cross was so powerful. So they built upon that about him being our righteousness. And then you could tell that it just grew and grew and grew until Pastor Ben, that last meeting that we had before he left, saying, hey, I'm challenging you to let go of those things that have kept you in bondage. Let go of things, that old mindset. You come to know the grace of God, the mercy of God, the power of God. You experience the power of God during worship. And now be willing to let go of these things that cripple you emotionally, that cause the fire of God to dwindle. So I loved how looking back on it, how they had all these different messages and different things that they did. It was amazing. Hey, I just want to mention one more thing. And, you know, you learn things about the different kids. I didn't realize. I'll just say that Ben, I didn't realize he's not listening to me, Ben Hammer. I didn't know how awesome of an actor he was. And so these kids had these different skits. And so that was one of the things, that would have these skits, and they'd take something from the Bible. And so as an example, Jesus was with his disciples, and they'd say, hey, one with Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead, and Zephaniah, I think, was Jesus in that one. But they put it in today's world, saying, "Hey, let's go to Taco Bell," with Jesus and his disciples, just making it where kids could relate. And so Ben, in one of them, he played Jesus, and he had these really cool sets sunglasses. And hey, if we saw Jesus today, like just like in the day, when he walked 2,000 years ago, he was a normal guy. If you read in Isaiah chapter 53, 52, he had nothing beautiful about him. They would say, wow, he must be the Son of God. He was a very normal individual. And so I love that you and I, being normal individuals, amen, can show forth the love of God. Isn't that amazing? And I'm not going to take much time, because I feel like what we heard and saw today is enough. But I just want to encourage you with a couple things. And it's just this from 2 Corinthians 3:4-6, and the NSAB says, such is the confidence that we have toward God through Christ. Having confidence through Christ towards God. I'm going to ask you, do you have confidence in coming to God? And no matter where you're at this morning, no matter what struggle you are, do you have confidence to come to God knowing that He loves you, knowing that He's for you? Amen. Now, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior this morning, if you haven't truly dedicated your life and saying, Lord, I belong to you, I'm telling you, with childlike faith, you don't have to join the rolls of any church, amen? You don't have to give church money this morning. You don't have to do anything but come to Jesus and say, Lord, I give you my life. I exchange my sin for your righteousness. I give you my life, Lord. I want to live for you, amen? And sometimes it takes for individuals to come to the end of themselves, amen, till they say, Lord, okay, Lord, I'm going to trust you by faith. The Lord God wants us through Jesus Christ, it says here, such is the confidence we have toward God through Christ. And so what I loved about these youth, and even myself, because when you're in that anointing and you have that freedom, you can't help but leave there with confidence that He is for you, that He'll never leave you nor forsake you, amen, that He is my Father, amen. And so those, the kids, the young people, and those that were there, helping lead that, growing in our confidence. Let me just tell you this morning, He loves you. That first message, you have different kids from every type of background, every different type of home, and letting them know with an anointed preacher saying, God loves you. God's blood through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ shed blood will wash you of your sins. Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, wants to come and live with you. He wants to lead and guide you, and He wants you to have confidence in Him. Every day on Monday morning, that first Monday of school, if you're going back to school, having that confidence that He is with you today. And when you struggle, knowing that He is still with you today. And when you get up the next morning, knowing His mercies are new every morning, saying, Lord Jesus, You are with me still. I don't understand it sometimes, but You're still with me today. That's called having confidence towards God because of the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. And then it goes on, now that we are adequate. I mean, if you look at it, it says, now that we're adequate. And a lot of times with people nowadays, if you know, social media, if you're a young person, or even if you're an adult, if you get on social media platforms, you could feel like you're inadequate. But it says, now that we are adequate, we're not trying to be adequate. Through Jesus Christ, we are now adequate. Amen. Not that we are adequate in ourselves so as to consider anything as having come from ourselves, not our abilities, not our righteousness, but our adequacy is from God. Amen. I'm so glad that my adequacy is from God. I'm glad that when I leave here this morning that I don't feel like that something's missing in me. I'm glad that when I leave here today that I will be full, strengthened, full of His joy, full of His peace, and knowing that I am more than adequate through Him. So as these young people go forward from this camp, knowing that you are more than adequate through Jesus Christ. He loves using the weak things, a matter of fact. He loves shining through people who think that maybe they don't measure up in the world standard. It's not the world standard that we use. Whose standard do we use? The Word of God, what God says about us, what Christ says about us. Amen. But our adequacy is from God. Do you realize this morning, is your adequacy from your trust and faith in Christ Jesus? If you're not feeling adequate this morning, and you know Jesus Christ, may you come to believe and say, Lord, I may have some of those struggles or things that I'm going through, but man, Lord Jesus, that I can have fellowship with You, I can worship and praise You. Thank You, Lord, even in the middle of my struggles, I can still pursue You. Matter of fact, one of the biggest things of breaking things that would try to, the works of the flesh, what Paul calls them, those things that would try to take me away from my relationship, those things, the sins of the world, is when you realize your adequacy in Him, those things will begin to break off because the power of the Holy Spirit. That's what these kids, these young people experienced this weekend. It was a reminder to me. Can it be a reminder to you this morning that you're adequate in Jesus Christ? that he's enough, amen, that he loves you, that you can rest in him today. Can you go home today and rest at him and feel at peace and at joy? Amen. Can that permeate off of you so that it permeates into your home? Rest and peace and joy. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That's what he wants for us. That's what he wants for every individual. So glad that the ground at the foot of the cross is level. I'm so glad. You know, one thing, when I went down to speak at Devin's church and his youth group and speaking to them, because there's so many different types of kids, and saying that the ground at the foot of the cross is level. There's no hierarchies or no levels of like society in Christ Jesus. Amen. We're all beautiful in him. We're all righteous in him. We're all winners and overcomers in him. Do you agree and believe that this morning? Let me just say this, verse 6, and we'll end here. Who also made us adequate. So he says adequate three times. And a couple sit more than that. If you look at that, more confidence. Adequate. Who also made us adequate as servants of a new covenant. Amen. Not of the letter, but of the Spirit. Right? You can, if you try to look at the Word of God and say, okay, I'm going to apply this to my life and I can do it. If it's in your own strength, you're not adequate to do it. Can I say in your own strength and your own ability that you're not adequate? You're not, if you think you are, you're deceived in that. You're not adequate. As I was preaching, had the privilege yesterday of preaching in our memorial service, the simple gospel of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Kyle, for the opportunity to do that. Different people. It was amazing, you know. This world's still little. As I saw many people, not many, but seemed like many, because there was a few people from high school. And, you know, and if you don't see people from high school, you know, sometimes I'll go to meet from people from high school. I just want to say automatic, I'm sorry, did I do something wrong? If I did, forgive me now. Because I didn't know the Lord at all. And so to see these people here and to realize where God has taken me. Can you see where God has taken you from? Amen. To be able to preach the simple gospel of faith, for by grace are you saved through faith. Yes. To know that where Paul says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. No matter how much you grow in the Lord, that foundation is always going to be that you are only adequate through the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It said, who also made us adequate as servants of a new covenant, not in the letter, not in the trying to do the things of in the Word of God, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Lord, thank you for life-giving Spirit this morning. Can you stand up with me? Thank you. Can you thank him for life, for the life-giving Holy Spirit this morning? Let me just say this as a reminder. If you're experiencing any kind of condemnation, amen, if you know the Lord, man, may you know that you are adequate in him. And if you understand the perfect law of liberty, amen, those things that plague you, I am telling you, it will not happen from your own ability or strength. I found out I couldn't pray enough. I couldn't fast enough. There was things that I tried. When I realized what he accomplished in me, amen, through his Holy Spirit, I could put my trust in him and watch those things begin to be broken. Can I say it again? That you are on. This is what Paul says. He's saying, he said it three times, these couple of scriptures. We are only adequate through Jesus Christ. When we realize how adequate we are in him, that he's the one that qualifies us, we'll have confidence to go on to do anything the Lord would ask us to do. Do you believe that? Father, I thank you today. Thank you for this powerful service. Thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit ministering to every heart. Lord, those here this morning, taking a minute, say those that are hurting. Man, if you need prayer this morning, if there's something that you're hurting about, would you come and receive prayer this morning? Or if there's something hurt, what I used to do is walking with the Lord, is he would just remind me, and there right in my seat, I would say, Lord, I give that to you. Afresh and anew. Sometimes you could be going through things and you'll have to come back to this and say, oh yeah, Lord, I'm reminding myself, I'm giving that to you. Lord, thank you for carrying my burdens. Jesus said, I am humble and lowly. Man, Jesus said, I'm humble and lowly. That's when he said, hey, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Lord, I pray you would remind every one of us, Lord, as we cast our cares upon you. Father, thank you that we're more than conquerors. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we're victorious. Father, we want everything that you have for us pertaining to our families, children, grandchildren, our community, people around us. Lord, thank you for allowing us when we realize how adequate we are in you, Lord, that's when we're allowed to see other people and say, man, I see those people like you do now, Lord. My eyes are no longer on me and my struggle and that burden. Now, Lord, I can see people like you see them. As Jesus said, lift up your eyes, look to the fields, for they are white for harvest. Amen. That's what he said. Hey, lift up your eyes. When we have these burdens, these cares, we're just looking at what's going on in our lives. You ever been there? I did that for many years. Just focusing whatever work and business. Didn't think about the people around me, these burdens, these cares, these fears. Father, thank you for allowing us, Father, minister to us this week. Minister to us this week. Father, thank you that tomorrow, Monday, the very best day of the week, amen, Monday, the very best day of the week, that, Lord, we will wake up with a heart knowing that, Lord, in you, I'm more than adequate. Thank you, Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, I can see those around me that may need a kind word, may need encouragement. That's how the kingdom of God works. May need prayer. Thank you, Father, for that, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. And everybody said,
amen. Amen.